Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey, friends, it's so great to have you on the weekday podcast. As always, we're glad you're here. And if you're in the metro Atlanta area, I want to encourage you to consider joining us in person, either at Sundays at 9:15 or 11, or on Thursday nights at 6:30. You can find out all the information by visiting sugarhill.church on your favorite browser. Well, today I want to think about this idea of turning regret into redemption. And you probably know this verse from Luke 15, verse 20. When the prodigal son goes home, it says, "So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, he was filled with compassion, and he," look at this phrase or listen to it, "he ran to his son. He threw his arms around him and he kissed him." Now, I wonder if you've ever been like me where you've wished you could undo a decision. Now, maybe it was a purchase you made. Maybe it was a relationship you mishandled. Maybe it was a missed opportunity, and regret has a way of weighing us down. But the good news is God doesn't just erase regrets, he can redeem them. When you think about the prodigal son didn't just sit in his regret. He finally got up and he went back to his father. And his father, well, he didn't make him grovel. He didn't make him pay back what he lost. He literally ran. And that was not something elderly men in their day did. That was not seen as dignified. But he didn't care. He ran. He restored him. And that's what God does with our past. He doesn't just forgive. He restores. So a couple of thoughts today as you walk into your day. Stop letting regret define you. Like, don't let it define you. Instead, let it refine you. What did you learn from it? Here's another takeaway. Bring your past mistakes to God and ask him to redeem them. So that thing that keeps nagging you, that thing that keeps coming up, ask him, "God, would you redeem it?" And here's the last one. Walk in freedom. Walk in freedom knowing that your failures do not disqualify you. God's grace restores you. So today, I want to encourage you, would you allow God to turn your regret into redemption? Would you say, "God, thank you for running towards me even when I've messed up. God, would you take my regrets? Would you turn them into something good for your glory?" And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. We can't wait to see you again very, very soon. Have a great day. We love you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.